Welcome to Play by Play, the latest in sports headlines and sports stock news from InvestorIdeas.com. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to another episode of the Play by Play podcast. For stock news today, we've got the latest from Marine Max and Lifetime Group Holdings. Then we're going to take a look at some headlines involving Wimbledon and the Arsenal Football Club's signing of Urien Timber. Just before we get into the show, though, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. Right, so Marine Max Inc., which trades on the NYSE under the ticker symbol HZO, has announced the expansion of its floor plan facility from $750 million to $950 million, thereby increasing its liquidity and financial flexibility for the future. According to the press release, this larger facility will be used to finance the purchase of new and used boat and yacht inventory. Michael H. McLam, the Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer and Secretary of Marine Max, said, quote, "The expansion of our floor plan facility, as provided by the accordion feature of our credit facilities, underscores the success of our growth strategy and the strength of our balance sheet. This increase is consistent with our historical practice of augmenting floor plan capacity as needed for growth. We appreciate the ongoing support and confidence of our bank group partners as we execute on our initiatives and deliver on our mission to provide customers with the world's best pleasure boating experience." End quote. Next up, Lifetime Group Holdings, Inc., which trades on the NYSE under the ticker symbol LTH, has announced the opening of a one-of-a-kind athletic country club in Arlington, Virginia, with Lifetime Work, that being its premium co-working destination, set to open on July 17th. The development spans 113,000 square feet over four floors, including 85,000 square feet for the athletic club and 28,000 square feet for the aforementioned Lifetime's premium co-working spaces. Parham Javahari, that's Lifetime's chief property development officer, explained, quote, "Lifetime at the Clarendon Crossing is the ideal location for us as our expansion continues across key markets while also reinforcing our asset-light growth strategy. As a result of our unique flexible design capabilities and partnership with Regency Centers, we took what was intended to be a small fitness-only offering and expanded our presence to create a space that features our full Lifetime experience, including Lifetime Work, to become a true anchor. We expect Lifetime to be at the heart of this development and bustling area." End quote. We're going to turn our attention now to some headlines in the sports world. To start things off, the Associated Press reports that Serbian tennis superstar Novak Djokovic is advancing to the Wimbledon final after defeating Italian Jannik Sinner 6-3, 6-4, 7-6, and 4 in the semifinals this morning. If Djokovic prevails in the finals, he will have captured his 8th Wimbledon title, tying him with Roger Federer as one of only two men to have won 8 singles trophies at the tournament. Notably, the age gaps between Djokovic and Sinner, 36 and 21 respectively, was the largest between Wimbledon's men's semifinalists in the Open era. And this would make Djokovic the oldest champion at Wimbledon since professionals were first allowed to compete that year. Next up, the AP also reports that Islington, London-based football or soccer team Arsenal signed Netherlands defender Urien Timber from Amsterdam club Ajax today so as to strengthen its defensive options for another run at the Premier League title and its return to the Champions League. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta said, quote, "We're really excited that Urien has joined us. He is a versatile young defender who will fit into our system and provide our squad with so much added quality. Urien is a young player, but has already achieved so much. He has experienced what it's like to go to a major international tournament on more than one occasion, as well as the trophies he has won with Ajax. End quote. That's it for today's edition of Play by Play. If you'd like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, please contact investorideas.com. Investorideas.com reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. All investment involves risk, and this podcast is not meant to be an endorsement to buy or sell securities or products. To hear more podcasts, you can go to investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available.